I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So whether you're a parks professional or a Florida first timer, this is the podcast for you. Each episode, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans to share memories of their magical times, answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting you all the latest news from the parks, and finding out what's happening right now in Orlando. So get your ears on as we take you to the most magical place on earth. This is the most magical podcast on earth as part of the Secret Recordings Network with brand new episodes. Usually every other week. Apologies, it's been 3 weeks since last podcast, but I have just come back from LA and my second castle of the year. If you listened to the last podcast, Disneyland Paris was my first castle of the year. And this year, I am doing all six castles. I've already done three. I'm doing the Eastern parks that I've never done before, but I thought, well, this year, it's a big birthday year. I've just had a big birthday. Let's not just complete the six castles. Let's hit all six castles in 2025. So listen back to the last episode. My first castle of the year was Disneyland Paris, talking about all about celebrating New Year's Eve at Disneyland Paris. And I've just come back from my second castle already. I know, we're only a month into the year. My second castle in California, the original, the OG, Walt's first castle, the original Disneyland in Anaheim, where I just about made my trip. Grab yourself your favourite Disney mug. Get ready for this podcast. It's going to be a long one. So I'll fill you in on Disneyland and California Adventure. And then I spent a week in Hawaii at the Disney Resort Aulani. So settle back. And of course, all the pictures and anything else, do follow us on the socials. At PodMagical is where we are. We'll still update you with everything from Walt Disney World if you're going to be going, all the latest news from those parks in Florida, and answering your Disney questions at PodMagical if you've got any, like this one from Karis, who used to love the dinner show at Disneyland Paris, Buffalo Bill's. Is there anything similar in or around Disney or Orlando? Well, in terms of dinner shows, one of my favourite ones to do in Disney, in fact, the only dinner show they now have in Disney, is Hoop-Dee-Doo over at Wilderness Lodge. That's an old school comedy music dinner show, and it's all you can eat and drink. So in terms of dinner shows at Disney, you've got that one. And then outside of Disney, off International Drive, you've got the Pirates dinner show. And if you fancy something a bit like Buffalo Bill's, you want a dinner show with horses, then Medieval Times in Kissimmee is another dinner show. So again, they'll feed you. And then that's that huge big arena where you've got people running up and down and hollering and riding on horses. Never actually experienced that one myself. I know a lot of people love it. So if you're looking for an old school dinner show like Buffalo Bill's in Paris and you're going to Orlando, nothing at Disney, but check out Medieval Times at Kissimmee. You got any questions? At PodMagical is where we are right now. Get ready for the ride of my trip to California, which I just about made. So 2025 will, for me, be the year of the six castles, hitting all six castles in the year. As I mentioned, I've already had my first castle, Disneyland Paris, as I brought in the year, New Year's Eve. The last podcast was a full trip report from there. So you want to know what it's like, Disneyland Paris for New Year's Eve? Listen back to that one. This episode is all about my second castle of the year, which was Walt's original castle, Walt Park Disneyland in Anaheim, California. Now, this trip I booked almost 2 years before I made the journey. Now, it was a big birthday just a couple of weeks ago, and I wanted to celebrate that big birthday doing this trip. Now, this trip was booked via Adventures by Disney. Let me quickly explain Adventures by Disney. So, you know, we've got Disney Parks, we've got Disney Cruise Line, we've got Disney Vacation Club, which I'm a member of, which is like the timeshare. But there's also Adventures by Disney, which is fully escorted tours of anywhere in the world. It's fully escorted tours run by Disney. When I say fully escorted, I mean fully escorted. They can take you anywhere. You want to go across America or Europe or the Far East or even London. Adventures by Disney have a fully escorted tour of London. So basically, you book your flight, and when you land in the airport, let them know where you're going to be for your trip and they will pick you up. That's what I mean by fully escorted. Everything is organised by Adventures by Disney. From the moment you land in the airport, there is somebody there with your name on a card. They will take you to your hotel, your hotels, every transport between any hotels. If there's theme park tickets, they'll sort that. Restaurants, food, everything is planned. Everything. You need not worry about anything. Now, this trip in particular I wanted to do, I booked with Adventures by Disney because it took me, well, it's quite a few places it was going to take me. It was going to take me backstage at Disneyland, which I wanted to do. I got to visit Walt's apartment and do some behind-the-scenes tours at Disneyland. But your trip actually starts in Hollywood. So you spend a few days in Hollywood. They'll take you around Walt's old stomping grounds when he first went to Hollywood. You're supposed to see the Muppet Studios. You also get to see Man's Chinese Theatre. They take you behind the scenes of that. You then get to go to the Disney Studios in Burbank and get to visit Disney's Imagineering. Now, you can only get into these places if you do this tour on Adventures by Disney. So you could see why it was quite a popular one. So on the Friday morning before I was due to depart, I went online to check into my flight. I was flying out of LAX. I'd saved all my points and I got a reward voucher with Virgin so that I could make sure myself and my other half, we really had this, because it was a big birthday trip. We really had an upper class adventure. So we booked return business class from London to LA. Went to check into the flight. Also realised I'd had an email from my travel agent to say because of the fires in Los Angeles, unfortunately, Adventures by Disney had had to cancel the entire trip that we booked with them. This was 24 hours before I was going to get on a plane to go to LA. My flight hadn't been cancelled because I booked that myself, but the Adventures by Disney part had all gone. Basically, my hotel, my theme park tickets, the restaurant reservations, none of that was happening. I was getting on a plane the day after. I was going to LA. We had nowhere to stay. We had nothing to do. We didn't have theme park tickets. We didn't have anything for the entire week. The second week was all planned because the second week I went to Disney's resort in Aulani in Hawaii. So that was fine. But the first half suddenly was completely up in the air. So we had Friday before we were going to basically rearrange the entire trip. The first thing I did was get on the phone to DVC. Fortunately, I'm a member of DVC. I bought points about 5 or 6 years ago. My home resort is at Disney World in the Riviera, but you can use your DVC points. So their system works. It's a timeshare, but it works on points. So you can use it in any of the Disney hotels, whether it is Disney World, whether it's Aulani, I use my points in Hawaii, or whether it is at Disneyland, any of the American parks, any of the resorts, you can use it there. So I got on the phone and I said, look, this has happened. I already have one night staying at the Disneyland hotel because after the tour, I extended it out to stay one night. So I said, well, I've got the Friday night, but we arrive tomorrow and we've got nowhere to stay. They did their best, but couldn't really get us in on the Saturday, Sunday and Monday. Fortunately, they managed to find me some rooms in the Disneyland Hotel, not the same room, because different rooms have different categories. So we cobbled together a trip of three reservations for four nights. So the Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday night were sorted. The Friday night I was going to be there anyway. However, when we landed on the Saturday, we had nowhere to stay and nothing to do. And I thought, well, there's no point going over to Anaheim. I don't really want to spend an entire week at Disneyland. I love it. It's great. There's two parks. I probably could spend a week there. But firstly, you've got to pay for a 7-day tour ticket. And there's other things to do. So knee-jerk reaction was get on a plane to Las Vegas. So I landed in LA on Saturday and we managed to get a flight that evening from LAX into Las Vegas. So our plane landed an hour late. It took an hour to get through customs. Thankfully, I gave myself 4 hours between flights. And we jumped on a plane from LAX to Vegas. I actually had an email the day before. This must have been faked, from Caesars Rewards. I don't do gambling when I go to Vegas, but I like to join the loyalty schemes to see what I can get. They'd email me to say, it's January, it's pretty quiet. How about staying with us for free? Three nights for free. All you had to pay was the room tax. The room tax, by the way, and resort fees, still about $50 a night. But I thought, $150 for three nights in Vegas? It's a last-minute decision. We've got nothing else to do. We've got nowhere to stay. We know Vegas. There'll be shows. There'll be happy hours and restaurants. So 3 days in Vegas, and then we booked another flight from Vegas to take us not back to LAX. And this is my first tip for this report. If you are doing Disney World to Disneyland, don't fly into LAX. LAX is too big. There's too much going on. We flew into John Wayne International in the OC, Santa Ana Airport, I think it is. Yes, John Wayne, as in the cowboy. There's a massive statue of him. John Wayne International Airport is so much nearer to Disneyland in Anaheim than LAX. It's like half the distance, if that. Also, it's a quieter airport and you don't have to deal with the awful LA traffic. So we flew the 45-minute flight from Las Vegas into John Wayne International, grabbed an Uber, and we got to Disneyland Hotel on the Tuesday. Now, we were going to get a 3-day ticket because we were only getting into Disneyland like the Tuesday afternoon. But we thought, do you know what? Obviously, the more days you stay, the cheaper your ticket gets. So let's just do 4 days. Let's just do a 4-day ticket and let's spend the 4 days at Disneyland and California Adventure. So we got to Disneyland Hotel. We went to the check-in desk. We said, look, this is what's happened. We're here for 4 nights, but we've actually got 3 different reservations. Is there anything you can do? So they went away. They came back and they went, do you know what? Actually, we can move rooms around. We always do keep rooms for maintenance. And it's actually easy for us if we keep you in your same room for 4 nights. So rather than checking into a room for a night, checking out, checking into another room and moving rooms, we can work it so that you have the same room for 4 nights. So that was a bit of a godsend. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday night, we stayed in the Disneyland Hotel. The original Disney hotel that was built, well, I was going to say by Walt, and he didn't build it by hand. He didn't do bricks and mortar build it, but it was the first Disney resort. Although it's probably one of the newest blocks in any Disney resort because the Disneyland DVC Tower is brand new. It's only been open a year or two, maybe, although you've got all the original towers still around it. So it was really good to have a look around that. Some of the decor in the Disneyland Tower, when we checked in, I noticed the chairs and tables were all made out of teacups, the original teacups. There's loads of memorabilia around and pictures of Walt. It's kind of like a museum. It's a step back in time, but such a great resort. The original Trader Sam's is in the middle of there as well, along with Goofy's Kitchen, where I went on my birthday for breakfast. I'll talk about that later on. So my 4 days in Disneyland. Yes, finally, I got there. Didn't think I would, but I did manage to get my second castle of the year, the original Disneyland castle. Probably the smallest and the oldest of all the castles, but that park is so quaint. I think as you step foot in and you know that this was Walt's park, this was the park that he envisaged and the only one that he stepped foot in, hands on, his park. And All that nostalgia is around from the moment you get in. And there is more going on. It's got an atmosphere unlike any of the other Disney parks that I've visited so far. There's more streetmosphere. There's more bands. There does seem to be more characters. In fact, as I walked in, even before we went underneath the railroad, Cruella de Vil was greeting people. Or I think she was trying to turf them out, actually. It's that kind of atmosphere. It's that kind of vibe. You've got some of the iconic rides. You've got the original Haunted Mansion, which actually was closed when we went. It opened the day after we left, unfortunately, because they closed it for a while to do the Christmas layover. You've got the original Pirates of the Caribbean, which was great. I think it probably is my favourite Pirates of the Caribbean that I've been on so far. Although I do believe there's a better one at the Eastern Parks, but we'll save that for a future podcast. We've got Small World. It's a Small World. Middle of January. Still Christmas. They do a Christmas layover of It's a Small World. Brilliant. I mean, it's not just a few decorations here and there and they change the music. It is a full-on switchover. Every character had like the holiday best. That music was the It's a Small World music into Jingle Bells. It is so good the way they do it. I can see why it's still on in January. I think maybe it's because of the time with Chinese New Year. Maybe it's the holidays that they've extended out. We had some of the iconic dark rides as well. Mr. Toad, Pinocchio, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Alice in Wonderland. They have the Alice in Wonderland ride there where you sit in a Cheshire Cat and you go round. And I am pretty sure, and I've not been there for a few years, but I'm sure they have the same one at Blackpool Pleasure Beach. Yes, the same ride at the original Disneyland Resort and Blackpool Pleasure Beach. They also have another original Disneyland attraction, Matterhorn. If you've ever been to Disneyland and you've been on Matterhorn, you are probably still aching from that attraction. If you think Space Mountain over at Walt Disney World gives you aches and pains and need a chiropractor, the Matterhorn, I think he's even worse. That really does throw you around. So there's some of the attractions at the OG Disneyland. Across the road, California Adventure. They've probably got my favourite area of any of the parks that I've visited so far. The Cars Land is incredible. You walk into Route 66, Radiator Springs, the character, you get to see Tomator and all of, they drive round. It's just incredible. You've got the Cars ride there as well, which is, yes, I suppose they say it's a little bit like Test Track at Epcot. It's not. It's a complete design. One of my favourite other rides as well is a trackless one, Luigi's, where you get into little dancing cars. I'll put all these videos, by the way, on the socials. But I think the Cars Land is my favourite land of any park that I've visited so far. You've also got the Mickey's Wheel of Death. If you've seen the big fun fur wheel that they've got there that moves around, that's pretty scary. Probably one of the most scary rides they've got over there because you do fear for your life on the, I call it the Mickey Death Wheel. I'm not really sure what it's actually called. Obviously, Pixar Pier is there as well. You've got the Incredibles roller coaster. The Incredicoaster is down there. They've recently rethemed part of that to be like San Francisco. If you're a fan of Baymax, he's down there in that part. The food's really good as well. There's a lot of Eastern influences over there for that. You have got two parks that are pretty much next door to it. Well, they're not even next door to each other. They're actually facing each other. They're even nearer than the two Disney parks in Paris. You literally can walk out of one and cross the road and walk into the next, and then you've got Downtown Disney, which is adjoining, which then connects the hotels. The hotels, by the way, are not that near to the parks. The official Disney hotels, which do get you into the parks 30 minutes earlier if you're staying on site, so you got that perk. And if you want to park up, you've got to wait till 11 o'clock, so there's some of the different changes there. But because of where Disneyland is, it is just in the middle of Anaheim. So if you could imagine, say, International Drive in Orlando, imagine if International Drive was that and they just built a couple of Disney parks in the middle. That's how near you are. So some of the hotels and motels in Anaheim are actually nearer to the entrance for Disneyland than the actual Disney hotels themselves. But, yeah, you do get those perks. Nighttime, we've got some nighttime experiences. I didn't get to experience a lot of it because during the weekdays out of season, certain things don't run. So Fantasmic is on, but it's only on at weekends out of season. And to be honest, it was really cold at night. And with the Fantasmic there, it's not an especially built arena. It's just on Tom Sawyer Island. So if you want to see Fantasmic, you can do a dinner package where you get a reserved spot, but you have to sit on the floor. Yeah, you've got to sit on a cold floor in California in February. You think, oh, it's going to be sunny in California. No, it's not at all. So I didn't see most of Fantasmic. I did catch it one night where I just kind of stood at the back. I do like the fact that they use the galleon and the paddle steamer that are there throughout the day as part of the show. That's really good. You've got Mickey's Mix Magic, which is kind of like the fireworks you would get on Main Street, but kind of not. So during the week out of season, it's just the projections, but at weekends, it's the projections and the fireworks. However, this is really clever what they do with the fireworks, because the fireworks on the castle, you can also see from Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, which is kind of at the back. So there are two places to watch the fireworks, and this is so clever what they've done. You get two completely different fire shows. The same pyros, but two shows. So if you watch from Main Street, you get Mickey's Mix Magic. But if you go around to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, they've created a show with Star Wars music. So you don't hear the Mickey Mouse traditional Disney music. You get a brand new display, but it's the same fireworks. How clever is that? Unfortunately, I was only there for one night of the fireworks, so I didn't get to see them from both sides. I would love to experience both, but I stayed on Main Street because, you know, you've got to. I'm doing six castles. You've got to experience Main Street. Over at California Adventure, their nighttime experience is World of Colour, which the best way to describe that, you're standing around a lake. So it's a little bit Fantasmic with the water displays, a little bit Bellagio fountains over at Las Vegas. It's kind of a combination of both of those. That was running every night. I managed to do a dessert party for that one because on my actual birthday, as part of Adventures by Disney, one of the things that would have happened on the Thursday night, which was my birthday, we would have had a World of Colour dessert party with seats, the best seats in the house. Thankfully, there was still some availability because, as I say, because the trip was cancelled the day before we left. We didn't have park tickets. We didn't have restaurant reservations. We didn't have backstage tours or anything like that. But I did manage to get that for my birthday. One other thing that I did manage to book on my birthday, and this also would have been included in the Adventures by Disney tour, was a trip to Walt's apartment. Walt's had this little apartment built just over the fire station. As you walk onto Main Street, just on the left over the fire station, there's a little lamp in the window that's always on as a tribute to Walt, and he's got his little apartment there that he built for himself when he was working there day and night. So as part of Adventures by Disney, as well as going to Imagineering and everything like that, when we got to Disneyland, I would have got to go into Walt's apartment. Well, there is a tour that I spotted that runs a couple of hours every day, which is called Walt's Main Street, where a cast member will take you down Main Street. They'll point out a few things and how things have changed and how it was 70 years ago almost when the park first opened. There used to be a bank on Main Street, because 70 years ago, before the days of vending machines, well, wanted to make sure that people still had money. So there was a bank in there. You could actually do your banking on Main Street USA in Disneyland. There was also an orange juice store where you used to be able to buy fresh orange juice. Walt had a key for that. So if he was staying in his apartment overnight, fancied some fresh orange juice, his park, he'd walk down Main Street, let himself in, make himself an orange juice. So they took us all around Main Street, pointed out a few historical moments in there. And then at the end, as a special little treat, you do get to visit Walt's apartment. I think this is the highlight of my trip because it was something I didn't think I was going to do. When I got the disappointment at the cancellation of the Adventures by Disney tour, I thought one of the things I wanted to do, as well as Imagineering in the studios, was to visit Walt's apartment. Obviously, the trip had to get cancelled because of the fires in Los Angeles. Disneyland is nowhere near that, by the way. It's about 30, 40 miles out. But the original part of the tour was going to be in Hollywood. That's why it's cancelled. And people have had their lives destroyed. Communities have just been obliterated. So I completely understand why the trip had to be cancelled. So I completely get that. But the fact that I could rebook this little part of the tour and stand in Walt's apartment and hear the stories of who he used to bring in there, the guests that he'd had in there, and the fact that he used to bring his grandkids, And as we got to go in the apartment, we got to spend about a good half an hour in the apartment. And it is tiny. There's a couple of little sofas in there. There's an old stereogram. There's a little kitchenette that opens up with loads of little plates and a little waffle machine. Quite a few ashtrays were in there. And there's a little toilet. I got to see the toilet. They did show us there's a little toilet and a shower. So I'm thinking, did Walt sit here? Was that his thinking throne? Did some of his best ideas come from sitting on the John, as they call it in America? But I think my actual highlight, as our tour guide was talking us through this, I was actually stood in the room looking through the window on Main Street, looking through what Walt had created, stood where he stood in that apartment, looking through the window over the light onto Main Street. And in the distance, I could see Mickey Mouse, and he was conducting the Main Street Orchestra, and he was dancing around with some kids. And I thought, just to be here where Walt stood, looking at not just what Walt had created as in a park, but looking at Mickey, who is kind of Walt. People say if Walt was here now, I think he is. Every time you meet Mickey Mouse, that is your connection to the man himself, to Walt Disney. So just being in there in that moment on my birthday and then doing the World of Colour dessert party at night, that really did make it. So the disappointment of the trip, but I still got to do a couple of those little highlights, really did make it. And as I say, Disneyland and California are just perfect parks. They're just something different. There is a completely different vibe. And they are pretty quiet during the week, as with any park. Getting early to beat the crowds, because as well, there's a lot of locals who go there. So like after school, it gets to like 3 or 4 o'clock and you can see people have just picked their kids up from school and go, oh, let's just like go over to Disneyland for the day. It really is just the perfect park. Didn't really get to experience a lot of the restaurants, sadly, this time because of the last minute changes. It was too late to book in anything. I did get to go to Goofy's Kitchen, which is a character breakfast at the Disneyland Hotel. So I got to meet Goofy on my actual birthday. So that was something else I did on my birthday. Probably the best breakfast buffet I have ever had in any Disney park. There was a lot of fresh berries there that you don't usually see. Yeah, you had the blueberries out. There was a breakfast pizza. There was a chicken and waffle pizza. The food there was so good. And the characters. The characters at Disneyland are next level. I don't know what it is. They're just a little bit more up for it. They also just seem to have a little bit more time. They came around like 3 or 4 times. So to do that, brilliant. So I would recommend, if you're going over there, Goofy's Kitchen for breakfast, good character interaction, good buffet, good value for money. I also managed to get into Lamplight Lounge. Fiddle Faddling, got a quick cancellation for that. Lamplight Lounge over at Pixar Place, which is a lounge. If you want to go there for a full meal, you can't really have a full meal. There's loads of appetizers and cocktails. You can sit inside or outside. There's loads of Pixar artwork and memorabilia around the wall. So that's really cool to do as well. Also, Carthay Circle. Didn't get to go into the actual restaurant, but the lounge downstairs was open, so I got to sample an old-fashioned in there. I love an old-fashioned. So, yes, some good food there. Also, managed to experience Lunar New Year, which is probably the shortest festival of any parks. It only runs for like 3 or 4 weeks. There's a lot of food booths to celebrate the Chinese New Year. There's a little Mulan parade as well. Mickey and Minnie were there in their new little outfits. So that was something I got to experience as well, the Lunar New Year festival at the Disneyland park. So overall, even though the day before we went, I didn't think I was going to make it, I have ticked off another castle for 2025. And there are more castles to come. Yes, I will be going back to Walt Disney World at the very end, but it's the eastern parks I'm going to be visiting next, with Hong Kong and Shanghai in just a couple of months' time, and then later this year going to be going to Tokyo. So two castles down. You can check out all the pictures at Pub Magical on socials. Also, you can have a look at some of the pictures from Hawaii. I'm not going to go into too much detail about Hawaii because this more or less is a parks podcast, but yes, Disney have a resort in Hawaii. Hawaii, never really somewhere that was on my list to visit, but two things. Firstly, Disney have built a resort there, so obviously I want to do that. Do you know what? That's what got me on to a cruise. I never thought I'd go on a cruise, but because it was Disney cruises, yeah, Disney got me into cruising. And Disney have made me fall in love with Hawaii. Hawaii, by the way, so far away. The only reason, apart from Disney being there, that I was going to visit was because I was already in LA. It's like a 10-hour flight to LA from the UK. And then from LA, it's another 6 hours to Hawaii. The class is an internal flight. Boy, that was hard going. So, yeah, 16 hours in the air. You can't do it in a day. It's impossible. But it is well worth it because Disney's resort in Hawaii, they have created paradise. Hawaii is already paradise. And when I was over there, got to visit a few parts of the island, got to visit Pearl Harbor, Kualoa Ranch, where they filmed Jurassic Park. It is stunning. We had a drive around the North Shore. Hawaii really is beautiful. And the part of Hawaii where Disney are, it's not in Honolulu. It's not center. It's kind of like half an hour away from anything really. It's just a little corner of Hawaii. There are a few resorts. They've got the Four Seasons next door. There's a Marriott. There's only about four or five resorts and there's about four little bays, but it really is beautiful. And they picked a part of the island that just has the perfect climate all year round. Our waitress in one of the restaurants, who by the way was the auntie of Nicole Scherzinger, yes, Nicole Scherzinger's auntie, is a server for Disney in Hawaii. Of course, if you're going to Hawaii, you've got to bump into a Scherzinger or a Bruno Mars at some point. She was telling us, yeah, you're here in January, but if you come in summer, it might be like a couple of degrees warmer, but pretty much all year round, it's perfect sunshine. The most incredible sunsets I have ever seen. The resort itself, a lot of people say they describe it as like walking into Animal Kingdom Lodge or walking into one of those more grand hotels. It kind of does give me that vibe. But as you walk into the lobby, which smells incredible, by the way, I can't give you smello sound on this, but probably the best smell of any Disney resort or Disney cruise. Go to Aulani and sniff the lobby. It's incredible. The lobby opens up then into the resort. So straight away you see the pool and the lazy river and the foliage. It's just incredible. And that then overlooks into the ocean. Just perfect. The two towers are either side. As I say, I'm a member of DVC. So we've saved our points and we managed to stay there for an entire week on DVC points. We only had a one bedroom room, which was enough. We did have an ocean view, which again was worth it. Waking up every morning and just seeing the sea and just hearing that. And there is a kind of a feel of being on a Disney cruise in Aulani. They've created that kind of, when you're on a cruise, it's kind of laid back and there just seem to be more characters milling around, and the cast members were just incredible. They loved it. And Hawaii itself, just beautiful. The people of Hawaii, they have got this, I don't know, it's just a laid back, open attitude. I think because Hawaii is such a cultural melting pot, It's near to the east, it's near to Australia, it's near to America. There is so much going on, there is so many cultures, and everybody just loves each other. The word ohana means family. Yes, they do use that all the time. But when you get there and they say aloha, which I always thought was just the Hawaiian word for hello. No, it's not. They say it when they say goodbye as well. Aloha is hello, it's goodbye. The actual meaning of the word aloha is love. That's what it means. So they greet each other. They say hello. They say goodbye. They actually just say love. And I think I've fallen in love with Hawaii. Again, I'll put pictures of that on the socials. I hope this has not been too much. And again, want to send love to the people of LA. I know my trip was cancelled, but they have been going through just some of the worst things. So as you look at the world, there are far worse things going on than my trip that I had to rearrange. I am so lucky to have done this. Also, I quickly mention this. This is a top tip. If you, like me, are going to Hawaii and you've saved your points, if you're going with Virgin and you have managed to go upper class, I know the point system has changed now. I was lucky that I booked this before the point system changed. So I think it was like 90,000 points or something ridiculous, and a companion voucher. I got to go business class both ways. Coming back into LAX, you can use the Delta One check-in. It's the greatest experience ever. If you are flying upper class with Virgin from LAX, find the Delta One check-in. It is located at lower level, Terminal 3. So it's actually where Arrivals is. It's where people are collecting the luggage. There's a little frosted door which says Delta One. You can check in there. You get there, they take your luggage for you. They sit you down with a glass of champagne. They do your check-in and then they escort you through security. You get your private security and then you go into a lift, which takes you straight into one of the greatest lounges I have ever been into. I don't think I'm ever going to get to do it again because the point system's changed and I can't afford to fly business class or first class. But please, if you happen to be flying from LAX back to the UK with Virgin in upper class, you can use the Virgin upper class check-in, but you can also use the Delta One check-in. Use the Delta One check-in. Incredible. Once again, everything is on the socials, pictures, videos. I'm trying to do more stuff on TikTok. At PodMagical is where we are. And from Disneyland in California, back home to what I call my resort. I don't know why, because I don't live anywhere near Florida. But when people say, oh yeah, it's not as good as we have, I always think about Walt Disney World. If you are going to Walt Disney World over the next couple of weeks, pound to dollar seems to pick up a little bit. It's been hovering around 1.25. The weather seems to be quite mild. We're looking mid to high 20s, a lot cooler at night. A couple of busy weekends in Walt Disney World this weekend and next weekend. We've got Cheerleaders. It's still the Epcot Festival of the Arts, which is one of my favourite festivals. You've got the Disney on Broadway series with some epic performances. Over at Universal, they start their Mardi Gras this weekend. I know, where's the year going? We're only just into February. Universal's Mardi Gras with some live performances every weekend. T-Pain performing this weekend. The following weekend, Joe Jonas performs at Universal Studios. The weekend after that, you can catch Kool and the Gang. Also, if you're a fan of Alice Cooper, he is performing at the Hard Rock Live at Universal over the next couple of weeks. If you want to see a musical, you want to go downtown Orlando, the theatre there, they've got the Neil Diamond musical next week, which is straight from Broadway. That's touring the US at the moment. And that's in Orlando. And a top tip for this episode. My top tip is take all the photographs. Believe me, on my trip to Disneyland and Hawaii, I took far too many photographs, but take too many in Walt Disney World because things are changing. Over the next couple of months, Muppets Courtyard will be closing forever to become Monsters Inc. Land. So if you're going to be going over the next few months, take those photos of the Miss Piggy Fountain and the entrance to Muppet Courtyard and Pizza Rizzo because it's going to be going soon. Get the pictures. Get the pictures of Dino Land in Animal Kingdom because part of that is already closed and Dinosaur will be closing at the end of the year. Take pictures of that. Take pictures of the Rivers of America in Magic Kingdom because we know that Cars attraction is coming there and they're going to be filling that in. So take all the pictures because what you're taking photographs of are memories and what could soon be Disney history because you never know what's next. I'll tell you what is next. Our next podcast, which I promise will be in 2 weeks. It'll be back to normal with some incredible guests over the next few episodes. Of course, if you'd like to be a podcast guest, always looking for podcast guests, do give me a shout at PodMagical. Send me a DM. I'll get in touch. We'll get you on the podcast. And make sure you've liked and subscribed because well, you never know. It could be 2 weeks. It may even be 3 weeks again. You never know. Apologies once again. But thanks for sticking with us. Give us a 5-star rating if you could. And until next time, please stand clear of the doors.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.